Surat Fatir, ayah number 18. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. And if a heavily laden soul calls another to carry some of its load, what is this load of? Sins. Allah says, if someone calls to another, help me, carry some of my sins, nothing of it will be carried, even if he should be a close relative. You can only warn those who fear their Lord unseen and have established prayer. And whoever purifies himself only purifies himself for the benefit of his soul. And to Allah is the final destination. According to Sahih Muslim, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever invented a way of evil, its burden is upon him and those who follow it. And this happens even if it is after him, even after the person has passed away. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever purifies himself only purifies himself for his own benefit. But who will want to do that? Allah says in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Certainly, the one who purifies himself has succeeded, the one who remembers his Lord and prays Salah. People who are muttaqeen, the conscious one, the cautious ones, those are the ones who establish Salah. How do I know if I fear Allah? I have to establish Salah. And my Salah will tell me how much I fear Allah. The quality of my Salah, that is going to tell me how much I fear Allah. May Allah help us to establish our prayer and our generations till the end. Ameen. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْعَامَى وَالْبَصِيرِ وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورِ وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورِ وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Not equal are the blind and the seeing, nor are the darknesses and the light, nor are the shade and the heat, and not equal are the living and the dead. Who is Allah speaking about? The believers and the disbelievers. The disbelievers are like the dead. They're walking about in their lives, living seemingly outwardly as other people, but they are in fact dead because their souls are dead. Allah says, indeed, Allah causes to hear whom He wills. It is in His control whom He guides. Allah says, but you cannot make hear those in the graves. Their souls are as if they are in the graves, because we cannot make them hear. Those receptive to guidance and those unreceptive to guidance, Allah says, are not the same. They are opposites. In anta illa nazir, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are only a warner. Indeed, we have sent you with the truth as a bringer of good news and a warner. And there was no nation but there had passed within it a warner. Allah has sent warners all over the earth in all different times. Allah says, and if they deny you, then already have those before them denied. Their messengers came to them with clear proofs and written ordinances and with the enlightening scripture. Then I seized the ones who disbelieved, and how terrible was my reproach. So despite the fact that the messengers came, and they also came with clear proofs and written ordinances, and with enlightening scripture, and people read it and listened to it, they still did not follow it, or they changed it. For the people who disbelieved, Allah says, then I seized the ones who disbelieved, and how terrible was my reproach. Do you not see that Allah sends down rain from the sky, and we produce thereby fruits of varying colors? And in the mountains are tracts, white and red, of varying shades and some extremely black. Look at the beautiful stone, the marble, the granite that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Just look around us at the mountains and the hills, the different tracks through running through them, variations. In all things there are variations. Nothing is the same. And among people and moving creatures and grazing livestock are various colors similarly. Only those fear Allah among His servants who have knowledge. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and forgiving. When we look at these infinite variations of Allah's creation, we understand His power. Sufyan al-Thawri said, there are three kinds of scholars. The first kind is one who knows Allah and also knows the command of Allah, fears Allah and has knowledge of His orders. Then the second kind is one who knows the amr of Allah, who knows the commandments of Allah, but has no fear of Allah. The third kind is one, alim billah, the one who knows Allah, who fears Allah, but has no knowledge. The best of these is one who fears Allah and has knowledge of His books. Has knowledge of Allah, that is why he fears Him, and also has knowledge of His ordinances. The one who fears Allah, alim billah, knows Allah, fears Him, but has no knowledge, this can be rectified by learning and gaining knowledge. The third one is the worst one, the one who is knowledgeable of the command of Allah, but has no fear of Allah. These are people who do not believe in Islam, who do not believe in the Prophet ﷺ, but they write about Islam. Perhaps there are Muslim scholars, Muslim teachers, Muslim students who learn about Allah, but they do not have the fear of Allah. They simply can write and research about the ordinances, the fiqh, the rulings that Allah has sent us. Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Only those fear Allah from His servants who are the ulama, who have real knowledge. May Allah make us of the best of them. Ameen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah and establish prayer and spend in His cause out of what we have provided them secretly and publicly can expect a transaction. يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. They can expect a transaction, meaning a profit, that will never perish. That He, Allah, may give them in full their rewards and increase for them of His bounty. Indeed, He is forgiving and appreciative. غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. And that which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the book is the truth, confirming what was before it. Indeed, Allah of His servants is acquainted and seeing. Then we cause to inherit the book those we have chosen of our servants, and among them is he who wrongs himself, and among them is he who is moderate, and among them is he who is foremost in good deeds by permission of Allah. That inheritance is what is the great bounty. Who are these servants who have inherited the Quran? The followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah says, the inheritance of this Quran is of three kinds. Among the followers of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is one who wrongs himself, one who is careless about doing some obligatory actions, and who commits some forbidden actions. Then Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. And amongst them is one who is moderate. These are ones who fulfill their obligations and avoid things that are forbidden, but they neglect some good deeds and do some things which are disliked. The third one is, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And amongst them is he who is foremost in good deeds by permission of Allah. He goes ahead of others in good deeds. These are the ones who do obligatory actions and things which are encouraged, and who avoid doing unlawful and disliked actions also. They also avoid some actions which are permissible. Ibn Abbas said, this ayah refers to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah caused it to inherit every book that He had revealed. Those who wrong themselves will be forgiven. Those who follow a middle course will have an easy accounting. And those who are foremost in good deeds will enter paradise without being brought to account. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one day, my intercession will be for those among my ummah who commit major sins. Imam Ahmad recorded that one of the people of Medina came to see Abu Darda radiallahu anhu when he was in Damascus. Now he had traveled a month's journey to come to see him. When he met him, Abu Darda said, what brought you here, my brother? He said, a hadith which I heard that you narrate from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, Abu Darda, said, have you come for trade? He said, no. He said, have you come for any other reason? He said, no. Have you come only to seek this hadith? Abu Darda questioned him. He said, yes. So now Abu Darda recited the hadith. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, whoever follows a path to seek knowledge, Allah will show him the way to paradise. The angels lower their wings, being pleased with the one who seeks knowledge. Whoever is in the heavens and on earth, even the fish in the sea, ask for forgiveness for the scholar. The superiority of the scholar over the worshipper is like that of the moon over all other heavenly bodies. The scholars are the heirs of the prophets, for the prophets did not leave behind dinar and dirham, but they left behind knowledge, and whoever accepts it receives an abundance of good fortune. The scholars do not leave behind coins or money, they leave behind knowledge, and to gain that knowledge is to get an abundant good fortune. The best thing that a person can do is to seek knowledge. Seek knowledge. If a person wants to be foremost in good deeds, he or she should seek out knowledge. Ask for religious knowledge. Learn religious knowledge. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, when Allah wants good for a servant, He gives them the knowledge, the understanding of religion. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. And may Allah accept it from us too. Ameen. For them are gardens of perpetual residence, which they will enter. They will be adorned in there with bracelets of gold and pearls, and their garments will be of silk. And they will say, praise to Allah, who has removed from us all sorrow in this dunya. There are places and points where we have anxiety, we have sadness. All of that is going to be removed in Jannah. And they will say, indeed, our Lord is forgiving and appreciative. He forgave our mistakes and He appreciated the good that we did by His permission. He who has settled us in the home of duration, Jannah, Paradise, Dar al-Muqama, min fadlihi, out of His bounty, it is Allah who has given us this home as a gift. There touches us not in it any fatigue, we never feel tired. And there touches us not in it weariness of mind. We also don't feel mentally exhausted at all. We're always fresh. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make us of those who inherit Jannah. Ameen. And for those who disbelieve will be the fire of hell. Death is not decreed for them, so they may die. They will not be able to die, Allah says. Nor will its torment be lightened for them. Thus do we recompense every ungrateful one. And they will cry out therein, our Lord, remove us, take us out. We will do righteousness other than what we were doing. Now we will have a different life. Allah says, but did we not grant you life enough for whoever would remember therein to remember? And the warner had come to you, did you not have enough of a life? So taste the punishment, for there is not for the wrongdoers any helper. Indeed, Allah is knower of the unseen aspects of the heavens and earth. Surely He is knowing of that within the breasts. It is He who has made you successors upon the earth, and whoever disbelieves, upon him will be the consequence of his disbelief. And the disbelief of the disbelievers does not increase them in the sight of their Lord, except in hatred. And the disbelief of the disbelievers does not increase them, except in loss. The denizens of hellfire will neither die nor live. لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. The Prophet ﷺ said, as for the people of hell who will dwell therein, they will neither live nor die there. Allah tells us in the Quran, and they will cry to the keeper of hell, O Malik, let your Lord make an end of us. He will say, verily you shall abide forever. Allah tells us in the Quran, they will say, then is there any way to get out of the fire? It will be said, this is because when Allah alone was invoked, you disbelieved. But when partners were joined to Him, you believed. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, Allah has left no excuse for the person who lives to be 60 or 70 years old. Allah has left no excuse for him. Allah has left no excuse for him. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Say, have you considered your so-called partners, whom you invoke besides Allah? Show me what they have created from the earth, or have they partnership with him in the heavens? Or have we given them a book, so they are standing on evidence therefrom? Are they standing upon a book? Are they basing their decisions on a book that they have with them? No, rather the wrongdoers do not promise each other except delusion. Indeed, Allah holds the heavens and the earth lest they cease. And if they should cease, no one could hold them in place after him. Indeed, he is forbearing and forgiving. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds up the heavens and the earth. He holds them up lest they should shift from their place. Allah keeps them up despite the fact that we commit sins and people disobey him. This is why Allah says, he is حَلِيمًا, he is very tolerant. And he is forgiving. And they swore by Allah their strongest oaths that if a warner came to them, they would be more guided than any one of the previous nations. But when a warner came to them, it did not increase them except in aversion. Why? Allah says, due to arrogance in the land and plotting of evil. But the evil plot does not encompass except its own people. Then do they await except the way, meaning fate of the former peoples? But you will never find in the way of Allah any change, and you will never find in the way of Allah any alteration. فَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Nobody can change the matters decreed by Allah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards, and why. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Nobody can transfer the punishment. Nobody can transfer the reward. The reward of the believers cannot be transferred to the disbelievers. And the punishment of the disbelievers cannot be transferred to the believers. So the disbelievers should lose hope. Allah will not treat them the same way as He will treat the believers. Allah says, have they not traveled through the land and observed how was the end of those before them, and they were greater than them in power. But Allah is not to be caused failure, prevented by anything in the heavens or on the earth. Indeed, He is ever-knowing and competent. The leadership, wealth, and power of this world is given by Allah to those who are righteous. If it is taken away from the believers, it is because the believers have not believed in Allah anymore the way they should. Indeed, He is ever-knowing and competent. And if Allah were to impose blame on the people for what they have earned, He would not leave upon it, meaning earth, any creature, but He defers them for a specified term. And when their time comes, then indeed Allah has ever been of His servants seeing. Surat Yasin. Ya and Sin, these are the disjointed letters at the beginning of this surah. After that, Allah swears by the Qur'an. وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Indeed, you are surely from amongst the messengers. عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. On a straight path. تَنْزِيلَ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. This is a revelation of the Exalted in Might, the Merciful, that you may warn a people whose forefathers were not warned, so they were unaware. Surat Yasin is a very popularly recited surah, and perhaps it is for reasons which are not accurate, which are weak. For instance, people say that it is the heart of the Quran. This is not even a narration of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but it is a fabricated saying. It has been reported as maudhu or fabricated by Sheikh Al-Albani. Then people say that it should be recited to a person nearing death. There is no Sahih Hadith that says that. There are other narrations about Surat Yasin, but many of them are da'if, they are weak, the chains are weak, or they are simply fabricated sayings of people other than the Prophet ﷺ, obviously. Some of the ayat in the surah itself will show that the surah is really for people who are alive, who still have a chance to remedy their lives. There is no Sahih Hadith Again, that says that Surat Yasin should be recited upon those who have already passed away. It is a very powerful surah, and if someone truly understands that, it can shake them to their core. Perhaps that is why Shaitan has confounded the believers about this surah. Let us read and try to understand what it says, and may Allah make us benefit from it. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah says in ayah number 7, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Already the word has come into effect upon most of them, the decree of Allah, so they do not believe. Surely we have put shackles on their necks, and they are to their chins, so they are with their heads kept aloft. They are unable to see the truth. This is an allusion to people who hold their heads high with arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is actually a punishment for them. It is as if Allah has placed unseen shackles around their necks, and they cannot move their heads, and they will not be able to look down and read the Quran in their hands in front of them. Allah says, and we have put before them a barrier, and behind them a barrier, and covered them so they do not see. Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, the son of Abu Jahl, said that his father said, if I see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will do such and such. Meaning he threatened to treat the Prophet, peace be upon him, badly with evil. Then Allah revealed this ayah, Inna ja'alna fi a'anaqihim aghlala. Verily we have put on their necks iron collars. When Abu Jahl was about to be killed in Badr, he said, cut my neck from the lowest area, because I want my head to be the tallest on the field. Subhanallah. Then Allah says there will be a wall in front of them and a wall behind them as well. Meaning they cannot even get a hint, even a clue of the truth. So complete is the barrier. Allah says, and it is all the same for them. Whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Why? Because they cannot see beyond the barrier, and their necks are shackled up as well. Allah says, you can only warn one who follows the message and fears the Most Merciful Unseen. So give him good tidings of forgiveness and a noble reward. What is this fear of Allah that changes people? Al-Fudail bin Iyad was famous for his piety and worship, but he was not always a practicing Muslim. In his early years, Al-Fudail was an infamous highway robber. He would prowl in the night for victims on the road from Abu Wardh to Sarakhas. Between these two cities was a small village in which lived a girl that Al-Fudail was in love with. One night, out of desperation to be with her, Al-Fudail climbed the wall of her home. As he was climbing over it, he heard a voice recite, has not the time come for those who have believed that their hearts should become humbly submissive in the remembrance of Allah? This is from Suratul Hadid, ayah number 16. At that moment, Al-Fudail answered, O my Lord, the time has indeed come. He returned from where he came and sought refuge near a traveling party on the main road. They were busy engaging in a serious discussion. Al-Fudail heard one of them say, let us continue our journey now. Another answered, no, not until the morning, for Al-Fudail is lurking on the road somewhere out there, just waiting to rob us. Having heard the entire conversation, Al-Fudail thought to himself, I go around in the night to sin, while a group of Muslims remain here because they fear me. Indeed, I feel that Allah has brought me here to them, only so that I can reform my character. O Allah, I indeed repent to you. If people feared Fudail, then how much should Al-Fudail fear Allah? How much should we fear Allah? It is reported that a man once went to Ibrahim ibn Adham and said, O Abu Ishaq, I continually wrong my own self, and I turn away from everything that invites me to improve my way of life. Ibrahim said, if you can fulfill 5 conditions, then sinning will never harm you, and you can fulfill your desires as much as you want. The man exclaimed, tell me those conditions. Ibrahim said, as for the first, if you want to disobey Allah, then do not eat from his sustenance. The man said, what then will I eat, for everything on the earth is from his sustenance? Ibrahim said, listen, are you being sensible when you eat from his sustenance while you are disobedient to him? The man said, no. What is the second condition? Ibrahim said, if you want to disobey Allah, then do not live in any of his lands. The man said, this is even worse than the first. All that in the east and west belongs to him. So where will I live? Ibrahim said, listen, if you insist on disobeying him while you eat from his sustenance and live in his lands, then at least look for some spot where he cannot see you and disobey him there. The man exclaimed, O Ibrahim, how can I do that when he even knows the deepest secrets that are in the chests of men? What is the fourth condition? He asked desperately. Ibrahim said, when the angel of death comes to take your soul, then say to him, Give me some respite, so that I can repent sincerely and perform good deeds. The man said, when the time comes, the angel will not accept that plea from me. Ibrahim said, listen, if you cannot put off death in order to repent, then how do you expect to be saved? The man said, tell me the fifth condition. Ibrahim said, when the guardians of hellfire come to take you away on the day of resurrection, don't go with them. The man exclaimed, they won't let me go. Ibrahim said, then how do you expect to be saved? The man replied, stop, stop. That is enough for me. I ask Allah to forgive me, and I indeed repent to him. The man then dedicated his life to the worship of Allah from that day. And that was a sign that Allah had forgiven him. One day, Malik bin Dinar, rahimullah, was passing by a place when he noticed a young man wearing old clothes and crying by the roadside. His name was Uthbah. Sweat was dripping down his body even though the temperature was very cold at that time. Malik bin Dinar became very surprised at this scene and asked him, O young man, why are you crying? And why are you sweating during this cold temperature? Uthbah replied, once I committed a sin at this place. Today, as I was passing by this place, I remembered that sin. What about the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would hold his tongue and say, this is what has led me to destruction. And he said, if only I were a tree that is chewed and then eaten. Umar ibn al-Khattab would hear an ayah and become sick and withdrawn for days. And one day he picked up a piece of straw from the ground and said, if only I were this piece of straw. If only I was never anything mentioned. If only my mother had never given birth to me. And on his face were two black streaks from his great weeping. Hudhaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu said, I wish I had a person to take charge of my money so I could close my door upon me and no one would enter upon me until I meet Allah. And a line down which tears flowed was on the cheek of Ibn Abbas, like a worn-out lace. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I wish that I was a forgotten thing. Ali radiallahu anhu said, by Allah, I have seen the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I see no one that resembles them today. By Allah, they used to rise in the morning disheveled, dust-covered, and pale with something between their eyes like goat's knees, as they had spent the night chanting Allah's book, reciting Allah's book, turning from their feet to their foreheads. If they awakened and Allah was mentioned, they swayed the way trees sway on a windy day, then their eyes poured out tears until they soaked their clothes. By Allah, it is as if folks today sleep in indifference. Amongst the Taba'een and those after them, Ali bin al-Husayn would turn yellow when he made wudu, and his appearance would change, so it would be said to him, what is it? He would say, do you know before whom I will stand? Umar bin Abdul Aziz, if death was mentioned, would quiver the way birds quiver, and cry until his tears wet his beard. And one night he cried, and those in his house wept with him. Fatima, his wife, said, what is with you, O Amirul Mu'mineen? From what are you weeping? He said, I remember the departure of the people before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a party in paradise and a party in the blazing fire. Then he shrieked and had to be covered up. When Al-Mansur sought Jerusalem, he stopped at a monastery Umar bin Abdul Aziz would stay at. So he said, inform me about the strangest thing you saw from Umar. It was replied, he spent one night on the roof of this room of mine, and it is made of marble. So I found water dripping from the roof gutter. I went up and found him prostrating, and the tears from his eyes were flowing down the gutter. Allahu Akbar. Ala awliya Allahi, la khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun. Allah tells us, surely beware the awliya of Allah, the close, protecting friends of Allah. There is no anxiety for them, and there is no grief for the past. When is that? In Akhirah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. But Allah here says in Surah Yasin, you can only warn one who follows the message and fears the most merciful unseen. So give him good news of forgiveness and noble reward. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. Indeed, it is we who bring the dead to life and record what they have put forth and what they have left behind, and all things we have enumerated in a clear register. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down what we have done in the past and what we have sent ahead. Allah says we write down their athar. Athar means their footsteps, the traces that they have left behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes into account the footsteps of human beings and all the deeds. Allah records all traces, whether they are for the purpose of obeying Allah or for disobeying Him. Imam Ahmad recorded that Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, there was an empty area around the masjid and Banu Salama wanted to move closer to the masjid. This was a tribe. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about that, he said to them, I have heard that you want to move close to the masjid. They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah, this is what we want, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to them, O Banu Salama, stay where you are, and your footsteps will be recorded. Stay where you are, and your footsteps will be recorded. What else is recorded? According to Sahih Muslim, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever started a good way in Islam, he will have his own reward and the reward of those who follow it without lessening in their reward. And whoever started an evil way, he will have his own punishment and the sin of those who followed it without lessening any of their sin. Subhanallah. And this continues even after someone dies. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, according to Sahih Muslim, when a man dies, his actions come to an end except three. Knowledge that benefits others, so he had taught knowledge to others that benefited them. Pious children who make dua for him. And sadaqah jariya, continuous charity, which people will benefit from even after he dies. He started something. He made a school. He planted a tree. He dug a well. He taught someone a skill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue it for him even after he passes away. Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, and the book, meaning one's record, will be placed, and you will see the criminals fearful of that which is recorded therein. They will say, woe to us! What sort of book is this that neither leaves a small thing nor a big thing, but has recorded it with numbers? And they will find all that they did placed before them. And your Lord treats no one with injustice. May Allah be easy in His reckoning of us. Ameen. Allah says, and present to them an example, the people of the city, when the messengers came to it. When we sent to them two, but they denied them, Allah sent two messengers to them. Who are these people? There is no Sahih chain that tells us. Allah says, remember this story and learn the lesson. Allah says, so the people of the city denied the two messengers. So we strengthened them with a third. And they said, indeed, we are messengers to you. They, the people, said, you are not but human beings like us. And the Most Merciful has not revealed a thing. You are only telling lies. They said, our Lord knows that we are messengers to you. And we are not responsible except for clear notification. They said, indeed, we consider you a bad omen. If you do not desist, we will surely stone you, and there will surely touch you from us a painful punishment. They said, your omen, meaning fate, is with yourselves. Is it because you were reminded? Rather, you are a transgressing people, meaning you yourself are responsible for what is going to happen to you. Allah said, "And there came from the farthest end of the city a man running. He said, 'O my people, follow the messengers. Follow those who do not ask of you any payment, and they are rightly guided.' This was a sincere friend to the people. He cared about his community, and he summoned up enough courage to speak up." Allah says, "And he said, 'And why should I not worship he who created me and to whom you will be returned?'" He talks about himself so as not to make them defensive, so as not to make them feel that he is criticizing them. What a beautiful way for da'wah. Then he says, "Should I take other than him false deities, while if the Most Merciful intends for me some adversity, their intercession will not avail me at all, nor can they save me. Indeed, I would then be in manifest error. Indeed, I have believed in your Lord, so listen to me." They killed him. Allah says, "It was said, 'Enter paradise.' Immediately he was welcomed because he was martyred. He said, 'I wish my people could know of how my Lord has forgiven me and placed me among the honored.'" The martyr soul enters paradise. In birds, it flies around and eats from Jannah. And when he saw that, he still thought of his people. He truly cared about his people. He suffered for a few moments, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him to the highest of the high. Because of that great deed of bravery, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him and placed him amongst the honored. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. Ameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.